The Trump administration is using a legal shortcut to make it easier to cut down trees in national forests. Illinois' Shawnee National Forest, the state's only national forest, is an early battleground against the increasingly popular tactic to fast-track timber sales across the country. Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco traveled to southern Illinois to bring us the story.
On a brisk November morning, Sam Stearns and I were trekking through the Shawnee National Forest.
See the downed trees up there?
When he stops suddenly under the cover of several pines about 60 feet tall.
We're going to see a whole lot more.
Stearns, a longtime opponent of logging, pointed to a tree that had been cut down and left on a steep hillside.
I mean, look, man, this is a nice, solid, straight, healthy red oak. I can tell by the bark, you know, that's a red oak, man.
The U.S. Forest Service manages over 190 million acres of public forest across the country. They approved this logging project in the Shawnee back in late 2024. They said the approximately 70-acre timber auction was a thinning operation. That means they'd remove older trees to make room for younger saplings to promote the health of the forest. Stearns believes the forest can take care of itself. He says trees are essential habitat for imperiled species, prevent erosion, and capture and store planet-warming carbon dioxide. No thinning needed.
That is damaging to the forest itself, to the water, the soil. But in terms of climate change, it's a loser from start to finish.
Stearns and other advocates plan to oppose the timber sale, so for months, they scoured through the web and local papers for any mention of the project. They almost missed it.
They named it V-Plow. That's V-Plow, which nobody knew, you know, to made any connection between that and this land here.
Before they connected the dots, the Forest Service was already a week into a three-week public comment period, according to John Wallace. He's another longtime advocate who opposes logging in the Shawnee National Forest. He added that the Forest Service was able to limit public input by using a legal loophole called a categorical exclusion.
Categorical exclusions are an exception to the National Environmental Policy Act's regulations of doing more rigorous environmental impact statements.
So in the Shawnee National Forest, using this loophole meant the Forest Service could bypass the usual environmental reviews and limit public participation in this process. That meant the only option left to opponents was to challenge the logging in court. Last summer, Stearns and other advocates did just that. They sued the Forest Service to stop the loggers. The case is still ongoing.
Since the beginning of the year, the administration has tried to put in place a number of new procedures to fast-track logging projects and has pushed hard on the agency to aggressively use categorical exclusions, among other things, to put out logging projects.
That's Garrett Rose, a senior attorney at the Natural Resources Defense Council. Among the Trump administration's priorities, Rose says, is to supercharge logging. Trump issued an executive order calling on the Forest Service to increase U.S. timber production.
It's happening across the country.
The Forest Service recently used the legal loopholes to push through logging in Oregon's Mount Hood National Forest and in Alaska's Tongass National Forest. That's the largest national forest in the country. Back in southern Illinois, looking out at all the empty land, Stearns says the Forest Service is especially good at one thing, cutting down trees.
Even if they were getting a premium price for this wood, which I know they're not, those trees would be much more valuable standing, contributing to the health of an ecosystem, than they'll ever be cut like that.
A Kentucky logging crew harvested about 40 acres of trees in late August, before temporarily halting in early September due to Stearns' lawsuit. The loggers have yet to finish the job. Stearns hopes that they never do.
And that was Juan Pablo Ramirez Franco reporting.